Hey guys, this is Devendra and I'm back with another exciting review today. And today I'll be reviewing The Batman. When I say The Batman is the biggest superhero of DC, then I make no false claims. His seriousness, his dark aura, his style, his suit and his eternal charm has been the biggest crowd puller for DC. In fact, when it comes to DC movies, then the most successful franchise was the Batman trilogy. Since the inception of Batman movies, there have been several actors who tried to fill the shoes, but the best so far has been Christian Bale, who simply enchanted everyone with his performance as the Batman in the Batman trilogy. After Christian Bale, we had Ben Affleck, who did a pretty good job, but he could not come near the popularity of Christian Bale. And now we have the Twilight movie franchise fame, Robert Pattinson playing the Batman in 4th March 2022 released The Batman. There was a lot of chatter around the decision to cast Robert Pattinson as the Batman, and most of it was pure hate. No one was ready to see him reprising this iconic role, considering his past movies like the Twilight franchise and the Harry Potter franchise. I had a lot of faith in Robert Pattinson, and I knew that he could do a really great job if he is given an opportunity, and I guess Matt Reeves saw the same thing in him. The first poster and the teaser dropped as a storm on the internet, and Robert really escalated the expectations of the DC fans around the world. But could he live up to the challenge? Let's find out. Background. The Batman was directed by Matt Reeves, who also wrote the screenplay of the same with Peter Craig. The Batman is a reboot of the Batman film franchise, and it was produced by DC Films, Six and Idaho, and Alan Clark Production, and distributed by Warner Brothers. Robert Pattinson played Bruce Wayne Batman, Joe Kravitz played Selina Kyle and Catwoman, Paul Dano played Edward Nashton, Riddler, Jeffrey Wright played James Gordon, John Turturro played Canine Falcon, Andy Serkis played Alfred Pennyworth, and Colin Farrell played Oswald Ozzy Cobblepot Penguin. The cinematography was done by Greg Fraser, and the music was done by Michael Gishano. The movie is 176 minutes long and consistently follow the dark and pale theme. Story. The story starts in Gotham. It's already been 2 years since Batman first appeared in Gotham, and there's a great fear of Batman, streets of Gotham. Whenever the bat signal is up in the sky, criminals would fear the darkness, fearing the Batman would come out of it. Recently, mayor elections are going on, and one of the candidates was killed by the Riddler, but he left a note and a puzzle for Batman and the police. Riddler killed several corrupt officials in the name of cleaning the city and kept giving clues and puzzles to the Batman and the police. Now Batman is trying to solve these puzzles to catch Riddler along with Officer James Gordon. The positives. The movie has a dark and faded theme, which is the trademark of the Batman movies. I must appreciate Greg Fraser for his amazing work as a cinematographer. He really showed Gotham as a city reeking with the smell of death and crime, and there is virtually no life in the city. You could clearly see the contrast in the downtown slum areas and the uptown city areas. It's a beautiful cinematic experience, which was enhanced by equally soothing background scores sounds. All the actors did an amazing job, and I must say that the casting was almost flawless. The star of the movie is definitely Robert Pattinson, who literally shut down everyone's mouth with his spectacular performance. He was really convincing as the Batman, and kept almost the same tone and composure throughout the movie, which is what the Batman is known for throughout the comics. He played Batman, the detective, who is smart, sharp, and fearless. He kept the human touch in his role and did not go all out like any other superhero. and that's made him different. Joe Kravitz as Selina Kyle was impressive and intense, and she really filled the shoes of Catwoman with her believing performance. She showed several layers of emotions beautifully and really complimented the Batman. Paul Dano as Riddler was really terrific, and he could really instill the fear of him in the audience. John Turturro as Carmine Falcon and Colin Farrell as Ocelot Zicopart Penguin did an amazing job too and gave one of his best performances. Andy Serkis as Alfred Pennyworth also shined with limited time on screen. Jeffrey Wright as James Gordon really left his mark on the audience. He was really into the skin of the role and put forward an impressive performance. There are just few action sequences, but they are really great. The fight choreography was rusty and real. I have never seen any superhero get shot this many times in a movie. There was hardly any use of VFX throughout the movie, and that really left a long-lasting impression on everyone. The second half does not let you breathe in peace when you think that the climax is here. The movie suddenly takes a sharp turn towards chaos. It was really great to see how Batman became the symbol of justice in the Batman. Last 1 hour of the movie is simply amazing, and you cannot miss anything even for a moment. The negatives. The first half of the movie is a bit slow and does not spike much interest in what was going on the screen. Understand that it was the build up to establish the Batman as detective and the theme of Gotham, but it could have been better if few minutes were cut from the first half. The movie belonged to Robert Pattinson, but I really wished that I could see more of some other characters like Alfred and Falcon on the screen. This is not a typical superhero movie, and the director kept his focus on keeping the movie as close to the reality as possible. This might be a turn down for a lot of people who went to watch this movie keeping the Batman trilogy in mind. The conclusion. I'll give 4 out of 5 stars to this movie. I really loved the concept of the Batman and how it was so close to the reality. If the first half had been a little better, then this movie could have really hit it out of the park. But we need to respect the vision of the director and his plans for further installment. I love Robert Pattinson as Batman, and I am really looking forward to seeing him more. Tell me, how did you find this movie and what are your thoughts on it? Thank you so much for listening, guys. This is again Devendra, and I really hope you loved it. If you liked it, please give it a like, share and subscribe. Thank you.